Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much of what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle and Kev.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up. Michelle
and Kev with love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Think Thursday. You know, I hope we're all healing out here as quickly as these days are moving. Okay, we have a great show this evening. We have Miss Gloria Melion coming on with us. You know, Gloria is an educator. She's a wellness coach. She's a woman of many, many things. But the most important thing about Gloria is she's out there teaching those little ones and readjusting and getting back in it. She's going to share some stuff with us today. And then Miyoshi, what's up, is going to come in and tell us what's up. But before we get going, I'd like for you to think about this. When you encounter a wall, you should tell yourself, since there is a wall there, a wide open impasse must lie on the other side. Rather than becoming discouraged, note that encountering a wall is proof of the progress that you have made thus far. And all of us has made progress. We're moving through it. We're going through it. Before we bring Miss Gloria Melion on, I'm going to play a little bit of this for you, and we're going to have her come in. Enjoy.
There's a new sun rising. I can see a new horizon.
a little bit of that, because we are washing away the past and we are all out here starting anew. And to share things with us, to give us something to think about this evening, we have Miss Gloria Melion on the line with us. Gloria, are you here with Waking Up with Linda McShann?
I'm here, Linda.
Hello, Gloria. Thank you. I know you're back to change, to switch up, and you are busy lady. Things are going on. I am so glad you wanted to come on and care and share with us. And whatever you want to tell us, we want to listen and have things to think about. So I'm just going to be quiet over here and let you have it.
All righty then. Well, let's see. Where do I begin? As you can hear probably in my voice, I'm sounding a little bit confused.
Okay.
And there's another word for that we hear from time to time, and that's the word discombobulated. That is what I have been feeling. This is my this is my second week back in person at school, in person, you know, with the students.
Okay.
And I say discombobulated because even though I knew that it was coming, I was still, you know, in this pandemic frame of mind, if you will, you know,
mm-hmm.
like my circadian cycle was off because, you know, we've been off all this time, and my body clock was off. I was going to sleep at all different kinds of hours and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So to have to now have to change all of that and, you know, try to become unconfused and, you know, try to get back in the game and, you know, try to get things back in balance. And so that's what I'm, you know, feeling a little bit of that. And so I'm in my second week now, and I'm kind of getting, you know, back on track, so to speak. But, you know, it definitely affects your daily life when you are discombobulated and you going through things. And so I had to figure out what I need to do to help me, you know, deal with the change, you know, yeah. that is happening now. And so it's not easy, and my body is, you know, part of me is resisting making changes, but for sure I had to make some changes if I was going to have to get back into the cycle of waking up at 6:30 every morning and, you know, making my way to my job by 8:00. And so, you know, we've been on the computer all this time, and I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to do? But anyway, what I'm finding out for me, what's working is I need at least 8 hours of sleep.
Okay.
I found that out, especially when I'm in a stressful situation. And,
okay.
you know, it's not a bad stress, but, I mean, it's been a year and something. And, you know, we all have gone through whatever, you know, changes we've gone through and, you know, trying to find our way back to what is so-called normal. And so, you know, it's like it's affecting us in different ways. So I'm finding out that sleep is helping me tremendously.
Okay.
You know, the fact that I could wake up now clear-headed because
I'm
now going to bed at 10 o'clock, which is totally unheard of for me. I just start, I'm just getting going at 10 o'clock. But,
okay.
If I'm going to be able to get up and go to work and do what I need to do, I'm going to have to get some rest. There's no way around it, you know, for
okay.
me. And so the other thing that I'm finding that, you know, I'm hoping that it will become a hobby because I don't love it, but it's becoming such a part of me, and it's good for you, which is they're called hike, exercises. It's HIIT, and it stands for High Intensity Interval Training. And it's not as scary as it sounds, because for a long time I wouldn't even look at it. It's a part of my a fitness program that I was doing, and I mean that name alone kept me away for a long time, because I didn't even want to know what that was, because whatever it was, I'm sure I wouldn't be able to do it. So anyway, you know, with the thing about, trying to find, stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something that, you might be afraid, have been afraid to do or whatever. So that's how I did to push myself into doing those training. And come to find out, it's not as scary as I thought it was. In fact, it's out of all the exercises that I've ever done,
okay,
this might be the one that I can stick to, because I can actually, after each 30-minute period, because it's very simple things that you do, but they actually raise your heart rate. And, that's a good thing. That helps your heart. It helps your whole body. And it's not, like I said, as scary as I thought it was. So I'm glad that I took the chance or took an opportunity to try it. And I did a 4-week training. It was a 5-day, 4-week kind of thing. And so it was, I see the potential in it, and I see how it's helping me, increase my stamina. I'm able to do more exercises for a longer period of time. So I know that it is, helping my heart rate and helping my endurance. So that's a good thing too. But the best thing of it is that it's something that I can actually do that doesn't, scare me to the point that I won't do it. And it's something that I'm starting to look forward to. So those two things, getting a right amount of sleep from my body, because everybody's different.
Right.
And because I've been able to survive on 4 hours of sleep, sometimes it'd be 2 or 3 o'clock before, I go to bed. Mm-hmm. And so I wouldn't be able to keep that up and still, do what I needed to do during the day. So, like I said, the sleeping is helping me a great deal. And
okay.
Those exercises.
The height.
And
H-I-T-T.
So that's how.
High intensity interval training. The height. This pro. Does it involve? It's like an exercise. Can you kind of share with us deeply what it does?
But like, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't hear the end. You said what?
Can you kind of share with us what, give us an example, I need to look into that.
Okay, so say for instance, like jumping rope is an exercise that works every part of your body.
Okay.
Now the HIIT exercise is, so you're standing there, but you're using your arms to, you don't even have a real rope. You're just using your arms, and you're putting your leg back and forth, and you're using your arms to act like you're turning a rope.
Mm.
So all you're doing is you're backing up, but you're doing it for about 40 seconds. And that little action, you'll feel it. You'll start to like feel sweat or whatever. That simple, I would actually have to show it to you. I could probably show it better than I could describe it. But take my word for somebody who doesn't like to exercise or might be afraid to try, a different type of exercise, I was pleasantly surprised how this works for me. It may not work for everybody, or maybe it just might be the way this person teaches the class. Because I have a fitness program that I do online. Everything is online. And I like it because I get to choose when I feel like I say, okay, today I'm going to do my exercise before it gets dark.
Okay.
And I just go on my computer and, pull it up and do my exercises. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't have to go anywhere, and didn't nobody see me. Some of the classes, you know, is with camera. But right. I like this because I get to choose when I do it. I can do it with or without clothes. It don't matter because it's just me and the screen. You know what
okay.
I mean? And so
I
like that about it, and I like that it's 30 minutes, you know, and it goes by really quick, and it's not some crazy jumping up and down and it's not all of it.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like my friend Ellen. You know, Ellen is a fitness coach, and she's been trying to get me in her camp for quite some time, and
girl.
I don't feel like trying to find my breath because she don't play around, okay? And just
mm-hmm.
talking to you on the phone, telling you what to do, yeah, because her company is the Beast from the East, and that's just what she is.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But she will have you together. So I would like to get some information on that and look into that program. It sounds
and
like
you
something.
Know what? I'm sure you would when you see it, Linda. And you know, I've done all the Beast programs. I that's not me anymore. Because you know, especially since I realized that I don't have to be a beast. There's nothing tailored for me.
And it's so strange. I know when I you know, do plays and I have a fitness coach that I go to when it's time to hit that stage, okay? Because when you raise that arm, you don't want to see any flab. Well, this gentleman
That's
works
right.
on the areas just what you need, okay? He's good. He's good. He's kind of strict, but he's good. You know, he'll tell you, bring a half a peanut butter sandwich with you so when you finish and you won't be able to eat this. He's very, very good, but he works on the areas that you need. So, you know, he has these places. When the gyms are open, you might go to the gym, and we'll walk past the people on the bicycles. He said, you know, when we came in here, they was riding on that bike, right? And I said, yeah. He said, they're still riding on that bike. We said, yeah. He said, you're through. And they haven't changed a thing. He's excellent. He's excellent. He gets in there, tell you what you need, works on those areas. If you have to do, on the machines or anything, he walks. He's an excellent trainer. So I kind of miss him. I'm glad that the gyms are opening up. And, you know, I like to walk. I like that walking track. And so I had my little spray bottle. Girl, you should have seen me. I had the little disinfectant bottle. Wasn't anybody up there with me, but just in case somebody had been, I was spraying before I started walking. It was funny, and I did about 4 laps and came home, okay? My leg said, excuse me, what are you doing? What's happening here? Because usually, you know, when it's in full service, if you want to, I go do a few free weights, and I might just, I don't do jacuzzis. I will get in steam rooms, but I said nobody's jacuzzi. I said my jacuzzi has to be at the foot of my bed with a button to push, and when I push it, it just slides me on it. I don't get another jacuzzi. But it was a stretch for me to go and do it, but my leg said, honey, I don't know. If you think I'm going to take another lap, I got something to show you. Okay, they were talking to me. You know, every day I'm going to go walking. I got tennis shoes still with tags on them because I don't like to walk in the community. So I like my little privacy and stuff. So I started back. But I'm definitely interested in this height program because it sounds like something that would And like you say, for you to do it and say, you know, and I know how you already know where you gonna go and where you're not going to go. So it has to be a very interesting program. And when you say that, I wanted to ask you, going back, getting the sleep, and the changes that we're going through, being an educator and working with the youth, I mean, if we're going through it, everybody's going through it. How are they reacting? How are they?
Yeah.
Are they settling in? Are they still uncomfortable? Are they glad to be back? Can you still see a lot of uncertainty in them? What are the children like? What are they?
Well, to be honest, in the class that I teach, there are only 17% of the students in LAUSD in high school came back. The majority of the students are still doing remote learning.
Okay.
And there are some, there are some that are coming. And in my case, I have two students twice a week so far. And
okay.
The rest of them, are still, they decided to wait until either summer or when we go back in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
But, one of the students is a 12th grader. And so, he's really, trying to get everything together so he could, finish and move on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because he's really quiet. So I've let him know, and I mean he knows that I'm available, but he's still doing his studies online also, but in the classroom.
I got you.
So yeah. And so I'm just there to either help him with something that he doesn't understand and, that kind of thing. Other than that, I just give him his space to do, give them their space to do what they've been doing all along.
Mm-hmm.
And, they know that they could ask for help whenever they need it.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I'm just trying to keep it as, calm as maybe they had it before, not to try to make, too many demands and all that kind of stuff, because I know I can't take that much myself right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to extend the same thing to them, just taking it easy and doing what you can and, that type of thing. I'm not, trying to push myself or them. And, like when they need help, they call me, Miss, can you, show me this or whatever, whatever the case may be. And so I'm just holding the space, I will say,
okay.
Right now.
Okay, well, you're there for them. You're there to support
them. I'm there for them.
And, I was thinking about that because we're all going through readjusting. We was in it. Those of us that's here, we went through it, and now we have to push forward. And it is something to adjust to because, it doesn't take the 45 days you do something and a complete habit will change.
Right.
So we've been out a whole year, so we've got some habits that we didn't even know we had or we don't want, like stay sleeping.
And some we definitely don't need.
Right. Some we don't need. In the beginning, hell, we couldn't sleep. Okay, now we stay up 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, and now it's like we're adjusting again. I think I put a piece of jewelry on my arm for the first time. I said, well, let me try to, a little bracelet or something, because, you slap that mask on, put that brim on, and hit it. But that you want to break away from that. I still do not wear clothes that I cannot immediately come in and put in soap and water. Okay, that is my routine.
Yeah.
I don't intend to change it. I don't care. They say it's yellow. I don't care about a color chart. It's got to be totally clear and a period.
And
I'm sorry?
No. Go, you finish your point.
No, I say you got to be totally clear out there. That's all great and fine and what you're doing. And, I appreciate you so much because you drug me down there for that second shot because they probably wasn't going to see me. And I really appreciate that. I say my friend Gloria must have been feeling me. She said, Linda, if you want me to go with you, I'll go with you. I said, ooh, that sweet bird's to my ear because she know that if I had to do it. But you know what I found out? Now I talk to all the young adults, and I'll go into an establishment. I say, hey, you guys taking your vaccine? So two young men took theirs, and they had a coworker. He didn't want to have it, right? And I said, do you have your grandmama at home and your auntie and mama? I said, it's really not about you. It's really about them. I say, your immune system, you're strong as a bull. I say, but you could be killing everybody you're talking to because we don't know what we're dealing with. I said, and look, I tell them the aspirin story. I said, I don't like to take a bad aspirin. Pharmaceuticals are not the same. I say, but if I took it, the whole world need to take it. And if somebody's turning up around me, their entrance to get to me will be that badge hanging on their neck with that information on it. Because if you don't care about you, then I know you don't care about me. And I know it's so heartwarming because I don't want to go to lunch with you, but I do not want to have tea with you, okay? And that's just it. So if you don't like it, that's too bad. If I push through to do it, then you do it. Do like the people say, when the old folks say when we was coming up, just do it and see what happened. Okay?
Okay.
You don't know, but I don't care about the color charts they showing me. Them hues of colors don't mean a thing with me. Oh, we're in the yellow. Uh-huh. I want to see it in the clear across the nation.
Yeah.
So all of my professors, I had some professors and some classmates that were from India, and I just was thinking about them, and I found their numbers, and I called. I said, I just want to hear your voice and see if your family was okay, and, you know, you get the information.
Oh, cool.
And I said, wow, when I finished, and half of them I didn't care for, but I found myself contacting them. I said, you know, it's nice to grow as a human being because it's not about that. I was so good to, because I'm a reach. I'll reach out after you, and then I felt so good afterwards. And then the same young man that didn't want to take the vaccine, I went back to the establishment. That was a month ago, to take care of something, and I asked his friend. I said, "Where's my partner?" He said, "Oh, he just took his second shot, and we sent him home because he was kind of like not feeling so well. He needed to go rest." I said, "Well, congratulations to you, because I told him, please help your buddy. Please encourage him." I said, "You did it, and you helped him, and kudos to you." So, you know, it's like a change out there for all of us, or what we have to do.
Right.
Miss Bellion, you know, you have gotten me all excited over here about this HYPE program, so I will be contacting you on that. And I am a woman of my word, and I'm going 6 minutes over what I said. And I think Ms. Miyoshi, what's up, is going to come on behind us, and I'll contact you later on. Gloria, what were you saying? We was in it. We got through it, and now we have to move forward and get to where we have to go. Miyoshi's going to come on. She's going to be talking about moving through that waves of light, and there's no telling. You know what's up here. She's quick and sweet. So people say thank you. Give us a thing, and I will be contacting you by height. I think I can deal with the screen as long as I don't have to go out the door, put on no tennis shoes, and stand over in the corner while I'm trying to do a sit-up, okay? I'd rather do that at home. We love you. Thank you, and have a great evening. That's Gloria Mellion, educator and wellness coach. Bye. Talk to you later.
All right.
Break it up with Linda.
You ready, girl?
Sharing care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care with love all through the land.
Well, that was Gloria Mellion coming on, telling us about the readjustments, going back as an educator in the classroom, and what she needs to do. And I have Miss What's Up on the line. Miyoshi, what's up? Are you with us this evening?
Yes, I am. Happy Thursday, everyone. Happy Thursday, Wisdom.
Thank you. What's up? We missed you, you know, with these technical devices and everything, but I couldn't wait for you to come on. I know it's crazy out there. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and coming.
Oh, thank you for having me. Always. Thank you for having me. Yeah, last Thursday we had some technology and technical issues, but it's all good this week. And this week's topic is breaking into the light. I brought this topic, you know, because I'm always talking about myself, because I only can relate to the stories and just allow myself to help others. I brought this topic because I understood that in order to go to the next level in life or to receive a breakthrough, you have to go through the darkness. And I was reading an article about the beams of light, and beams of light just don't light up on their own. They need darkness. So I said, dang, everything needs darkness in order to start or in order to form anything. And light means dark. And I understood that it was a balance act. And it made me understand the focal point of life and understanding the levels, you know, when you're reaching certain heights in life and when you're doing certain things, the beams of light is what you're reaching for. But in order to get those beams of light, you have to go through the darkness. Mm. You have to go through the pain, through the fear, through the depression, through all the ugly things, that the things that don't feel so good. We have to go through it in order to be beings of light. Light cannot be formed without darkness. You cannot see light unless you have darkness. So in this dark world that we're living in today, we have beams of light. It's so good to be a light. And I understood that for me, because for the past month, I've been moving into a bigger place and all these things been going on. And I'm just like, why everything? I have all these good opportunities going on, but everything's around me seem like it's going haywire and chaotic, just, you know, a big old catastrophe. And I stumbled on this article, and it was an article like years ago, but it was an article of talking about beams of light and how the beams of light, it cannot form or do anything unless it has darkness. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gave me a deja vu moment, because we always want to get out the dark, but what's wrong with staying in the dark, but being a light in it, mm-hmm. being a different, being mm-hmm. the opposite. Mm. You know, of the formula. What we always want to get out the darkness and get out the storm. But what happens if we stay in the storm? Will we build a boat? You know, will we swim? We don't know, because all we see is storm and chaotic and darkness, but we don't know what can we form in that moment, in that present moment, in that focal point. So I just want to share that with you guys, that whatever you're going through in life, whether you're reaching a point where you're about to have a breakthrough. I know in June I'll be finally receiving my bachelor's, and that was a big goal for me, and in theology. And all these great things are going. Like I said, again, I'm moved into a bigger place. I'm finally receiving my bachelor's, so I can move forward and get my master's. Like, I have all these good things going. But all these dark things going on, but instead of me worrying about the darkness, let me just flick on that light and stay right there and let me maneuver through this darkness of life. So that's what I came to conclusion. Like, girl, if you don't sit back and ride through this dark tunnel and turn on your light, this spaceship, and go through this dark hole and chill, drink your wine, say your affirmations, continue to keep your skin clear, put that aloe vera on your face, and continue to keep your spirits up and your vibration high, eat healthy, and being good and being kind to others, you're going to be all right in the darkness. I have come to the conclusion that I'm no longer running from darkness. I'm no longer trying to say I want to get out this place. I'm no longer saying that. What I'm saying is I'm going to stand in there and I'm going to flick on my light.
You put your beam on.
Beam on, girl.
It's like, I can't remember who said it. I wrote it down, but I live by it. And I said that my light shines from within, no matter what light is shining on me or not shining on me. So that means that light is turned up. You just turn up another notch and go on through that tunnel. And you're absolutely right, Miyoshi, what's up? That darkness of obstacles equal growth. So if you just want to go with obstacles versus goodies, obstacles is the darkness. But nothing can form. Light cannot form unless it has darkness around. Because how's the formation made? How do you know that there's light? Let there be light. So my motto is, and I'm so glad that you shared that and you said, what's wrong with kicking back, being in it? Because in the society, and if you're a community person, which you are, there's many people with many different personalities. Some of them are light-hearted. Some of them are heavy-hearted. People are going through things. But when that light is there, It really doesn't matter because you're going to be able to walk through that tunnel no matter what, because keep in mind, you are the beam. And so that beam
right.
can be turned up to any notch that you want it to turn up, because that light shines from within. That light isn't given to you by that other person, nor can that other person cast that darkness on you. It is a blend. You need it to recognize it. If you didn't go through darkness, you wouldn't appreciate light. Period.
Amen.
Okay, so I'm so glad when I wrote it as, I don't know why I listed it as waves of light, because that's exactly what it is. And if I'm in a situation, and like I say, people are going through a lot, but you know I got a flip mouth. I do it with a smile, right? But it's flip. And I'm going to let you know that can't come over here today, okay? We're not having it. We didn't include it in the script this morning. I see it coming at me, so I have to stop it. So when you get in different situations, different personalities, I just say, you know, I'm the sun. I am the sun, okay? Now, the sun rises and sets every day. I say, you know that sun is up in the sky, even on a cloudy
yeah.
day. So don't try to hide my beam. And some people get insulted, and I try to do it as nicely as I possibly can, but I mean it, okay? You cannot hide the sun. So no matter what you do, what you try to include, you know, because we got all kind of people out here, and you have to be that real
yes.
street. So
yes.
when you
and
talk
I love
about,
that quote.
Yes, you have to have dark in order for the beam to form. I like that, and I'm writing it like that. Dark light is only formed.
And I like the fact that you brought that up, that you can't hide the sun, because I love this quote by Buddha. He says, it's three things, not one, not two, but three. And it's so true. It's so true no matter what. In the darkness, it's three things that you cannot hide. That's the sun, that's the moon, and that's the truth. Three things that you will never be able to hide. When they be like, what's done in darkness comes to light, that's the truth.
Yes.
The moon,
yes.
it being in the dark. The
yes.
sun,
yes.
it shines bright.
Yes.
So it's just like, you cannot hide it, even if you wanted to. I love that quote. I love the fact that she even brought that up, because we look at darkness as a negative thing when
mm-hmm.
we need to be looking at it as a positive, because it's a balance. It's our equilibrium. We need
yes,
darkness. Like, day means night, night means day. It all goes hand in hand, but we're taught and systematically, you know, institutionalized that, oh, darkness, you know, it's a negative notation, and it's
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not, and once we get that in our mind frame, things will be a lot easier and a lot more peaceful. Because you'll understand darkness, and you won't look at it as a negative or a fearful thing, like, or running from it. You'll embrace it because you'll understand that you need it to survive. And really, you do. And if you look at life and look at it through a microscope, literally from the lens of your own eyes and your perspective, not from anyone else, you won't understand anything that has breath was created in darkness. Even
yes.
the world that we live in was created in darkness. So why not have darkness in your day, but not allowing darkness to take over you?
No.
Because you are the light.
Well, you have to have darkness in order to appreciate the light. Like, again,
exactly.
how are you going to recognize it if you've never gone through it? When we go through what we go through, and our pains and our trials and our tribulations, those things are there as strengthening. That's like going to the gym. That's our life exercise. And the reason why we acquire or we go through this pain or we go through these struggles is because we can easily recognize them when someone else is having them very quickly. And because we've gone through them, then we turn on that beam and say, oh, baby, you're going to get through this. Oh, you just be. Let's move on in the seat. You've been through it. You've walked in that dark. You are the light. You stepped through the light. Now you got to shine your light to pull, not pull them out of it, but to let them understand you too have to move in the dark to, in order to appreciate the light. If you get everything easy and everything is given to you and you never have to make efforts for it, you don't appreciate it. You're rotten, you're spoiled, you're arrogant, you're egotistic, and you're dishonest. There it goes again. You can't be the sun, the moon, and nor do you know what the truth is. So it's all an inside job, as you always talk about.
Yeah.
And it's all inside. When you, I always quote you, I say, Miyoshi, what's up? Say, don't give up, get up. Okay, that, I look at that, what I see.
Right.
When I hear your little voice coming, I say, Miyoshi Marie, say, don't give up, get up. Okay, and now you're coming in with everything is produced in the dark. Take yourself in those dark circles. You have to have a balance. You have to have an experience. If you've never been in the alley, you won't recognize an alley cat when you see one. So go.
Right, that big old fat alley cat eating good in that dark alley. He's still eating good. He ain't worried about nothing because you know why? Because he's looking through right through his own eyes. From a different vocal point. You know,
yeah.
He's not looking at it as just darkness all around him. He turned on that light. That's why he getting that food. You know what I mean? He turned on his being. You know what I'm saying? Okay, all you other cats will sit here and moan and groan and lay in this darkness, but I'm going to turn this light on and I'm going to get up in these trash cans. You know what I mean? And if we, like I said, once again, if we take that, if we take that and we utilize that to our greatest potential, and like I said, look at it as a positive.
It is.
And not a negative. Our life will be more peaceful, and I feel like even achieving more will be more success because we're not looking at the darkness as a barrier either,
no.
As a stop sign. We're just
no.
looking at it as, hey, it's a dark night, you know, let me drive, let me turn on my headlights, you know what I mean? Let me really drive through here and be cautious, you know. Let
and
me
meeting
be cautious
that person.
While I'm driving through this darkness.
Yes, that person, you know, people can see hues, they can see auras. So you can walk into a room and you can say, oh, there's a lot of dark people in here. Well, instead of swiveling up and going out the door, you throw your head up, stick your chest out, bring your shoulders back and strut on in there because you already know what you're going to do to that dark. I love
you don't know. You don't know. And I just want to say thank you, everyone, for checking in and listening on us every Thursday. I appreciate it. I hope something was said to uplift your spirits to keep going because I know that deja vu is just understanding life and turning everything from a negative into a positive because that's how we need to look at life. We need to look at life and say, hey, I need that. I needed that to get this, you know, or I need that dark to get this. You know, I needed that bad. You know, we have to understand that all things, good, bad, ugly, no money, all that is working together for our good. So with that being said, I just want to tell my ladies, keep your head up, legs closed, eyes open. To my men, stand firm, stand tall, don't fall, stay woke, everyone. Peace and blessings. Happy Thursday.
Thank you, Miyoshi. What's up? Thank you for sharing that word of wisdom for us. We reverse these words. We love you out there. I will be getting in touch and keep those beams on high. We love you. Thank you. That was
love
Miyoshi.
Too,
what's up, listeners? Think Thursday. Think about it. We're going to always give you something to think about because we love you.
We are not afraid, although we know there's much to fear. We were moved.
That's right. We want to resolve to be the sun. Then no matter what problems you may face, the dawn will always break and fine weather will always return and spring will never fail to come. It's about shining that bright light. Miyoshi, Marie, what's up? It's all about that darkness and that light is a blend. And it a blend to equal growth. You have to have the darkness before you can recognize the light. And that gives you the incentive and the wherewithal and the determination to keep those beams shining because beams cannot be seen unless they're formed in the dark. What a wonderful way to look at that. And before Miyoshi Gloria came on to give us some periods of adjustment, we went through it, we got through it, and now we have to move forward from it. She's an educator, and now she's sort of sharing her feelings of readjusting, reinventing again, breaking the habits that we formed within this last year, coming back out, going into, I don't like to use the word the new normal, I say the new beginnings, because this is a new beginning for each and every one of us out here, and whatever you have done thus far to keep you here, continue to do it, okay? Continue. The fat lady has not swung yet. We're still dealing with this. If we're not, someone else is. So we have to keep ourselves healthy to send prayers out there for them to help heal them as we're healing ourselves. It's a two-way street here. So keep in mind, we want to just keep moving forward, doing whatever we have to do. And on that note, you know, we're about education and learning. I'm going to play some Earth, Wind, and Fire for you before I let you go because these are my guys. This is Think Thursday. Think about it. guys, Miyosha Marie say, don't give up, get up. Tomorrow night we'll have Hans Johnson, president of EAPD, East Area Progressive Democrats. He's going to give us something, whatever he's found out. You know, that's a wonderful, wonderful club. As I say, always get involved. Tomorrow night, Friday, listen in. Love you.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
Yeah.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.